This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Kempire is brought to you by...
Mother's Day is literally days away. However, you still have time to get your mother figure, your grandmother, anyone that is important in your life, or maybe something for yourself. Rose Forever has been a proud sponsor of our live shows and, of course, the podcast. And they, of course, have made a discount available for you. However, before we get to that, Rose Forever has added candles, hydrangeas. But as you can tell from their name, they're known for their roses. Roses that will last you at least a year. At least a year. I still have beautiful roses that I've had from last year. And I'm not even ready to throw them out. Head on over to the description for more details on how you can get $40 off with the discount code KEMPIRE40 plus free worldwide shipping. Free worldwide shipping with the discount code KEMPIRE. You can use both discount codes for extra savings. Head on over to the description for more details on your discount code Rose Forever. And as always, happy Mother's Day.
You're listening to KEMPIRE here on the KEMPIRE Radio Network.
So before we get into the Summer House Martha's Vineyard recap, yes, for those that listen to the podcast, then you know every once in a while you get a special tidbit before we even get into the episodes. There's always something different added to our podcast. So this is why it's important to be subscribed to everything. By now, you've noticed that I am not in town. I'm not in the Kempire studio. I am on vacation. Well, technically, I'm still working, literally in my hotel right now, working, recording this special podcast intro. And before we get into the Summer House Martha's Vineyard recap, first of all, Summer House Martha's Vineyard, stellar. I already know that they're going to be renewed for a season three. If they're not renewed for a season three, it would be a great disservice to the Bravo community. But I really do believe that they're going to get renewed because, first of all, they're not expensive to make. And it's been doing very well. I know a lot of people see the ratings and like, oh my God, this is not great, because you're comparing it to Real Housewives, or you're comparing it to Below Deck, or you're comparing it to the Summer House that's been on for 8 seasons. However, even if you look at the Summer House that's been on, the OG, their highest ratings so far this season was just achieved the other day. And that's with like 400 something thousand live viewers. Also, people are watching things on streaming. So everyone's watching things on Peacock. Like for me, while I'm traveling, I'll watch it on Peacock. So, of course, a lot of people were like, oh, I don't know if these ratings are good. I'm not sure if they're going to get renewed. Well, it was definitely a good sign that they got a reunion. I'm still mad that we didn't get like a seating chart. I know it was done at Watch What Happens Live, but still, you have to sit them somewhere, right? Anyways, I'm excited about this new season. I'm excited about this cast. I do want to see some additions added. I could definitely do without Natalie. And if that means getting rid of Amir, buy Amir. No, I like Amir because Amir is different. Amir is definitely different. He's naive. He's learning a lot. I don't think this relationship with Natalie will last. I mean, that's so terrible to say, but I'm being honest with you guys. You won't tell anybody, right? Wink, wink. I didn't like the energy that she brought the last couple of episodes. And based on what we're going to see for next week's episode, or this week's episode. Well, technically it's Sunday, so next week's episode. I'm not happy about what she's bringing or what she's doing. I didn't like what she was doing this last couple of episodes and what she's going to try and do to Nick. Oh my, for the love of Emmett Till. That's the energy it's giving. I hate, because that is such a serious accusation, but that's the energy I'm getting, is that you're stirring the pot when they've already addressed this. They've already had these conversations and who knows, is it producer driven? Honestly, I don't even think this is producer driven. She's been giving this sort of gossipy energy when this is not even your show. You are the girlfriend of a cast member. You see how all the other couples are just sort of, the other partners are just sort of having a good time. They're not trying to stir the pot. They're not trying to get into the middle of anything. That's all Natalie has done. She's like, oh, I got some tea and da da da. And then you're like, that's not my vibe. So if it's not your vibe, go sit down somewhere. Go have a drink. Go chill. Go be with your man. The whole jealousy aspect of her it says a lot. It says a lot about her character. It doesn't just talk about her insecurity. It talks about her insecurity around this group of people, which is quite interesting. And I can't wait to share my new perspective. And this is why I always say it's so important to travel, because the tour that I had the other day talking about the Black experience, oh, it gave me such a different perspective. I'm so glad that I did that particular tour at the beginning of my trip, because it has set me up for what I will do for the rest of my trip. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoy our recap of Summer House of Martha's Vineyard. And as always, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, because it matters. It matters more than you even know, especially for Black content creators. I know some of you that are just people that are from other races, Indian, white, whatever it may be. And you're like, oh, why it's got to be? Because it's important to address and emphasize Black content creators, because every step of the road has been sort of a way to pull back just because someone is Black or just because someone is female or both. So that this is why it's important to elevate, to share. And this is why I always say, when you're on YouTube, like this content creator, because then more content creators that look and talk about the same things will start to show up. That's how my channel was discovered on YouTube and on TikTok and things like that, because people were liking and sharing and telling a friend to tell a friend. This is how we grow. This is how we get the message out there in regards to what we are doing here and what we are building. I know you guys are like, oh, Kemper, everyone knows you. No, even though, you know, in my travels, I've been spotted. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this live recap that we did on YouTube of our Summer House Martha's Vineyard. I think it's worth listening again to. If you didn't listen to the original, then you're welcome. Anyways, I hope you enjoy. Thank God for Summer House Martha's Vineyard this week, because we had, of course, the Real Housewives of New Jersey premiere. And if you missed our recap on that, be sure to check that out. But this was the perfect finisher for Sunday night, because Jersey and their fans are as dark as usual. And of course, there's some emotions. Emotions do run high during this episode of Summer House Martha's Vineyard, especially at the end. But there were some beautiful emotional moments and a lesson in Greek culture. And when I say Greek culture, I'm talking about, you know, college Greek culture. We're going to talk about all of that and more for our Summer House Martha's Vineyard recap. Don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to subscribe. And don't forget, you can take an audio version of this on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. Let me know where you're watching from and how you would rate this week's episode of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Welcome back to the Kempire channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, don't forget to like the video, don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget to share. And don't forget to vote in our live chat poll to let us know on how you would rate this week's episode of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Honestly, I would definitely give this somewhere in between a 7 and a 10. If I had to pick an actual number, an 8.5. Maybe a 9. It was really, really, really good. Or should I give it a 5? Because that was the angel number that Nick referenced. Nick, I watched this episode twice, and both times I got emotional and teary-eyed. Okay? We will unpack that in just a second. But for those that may have missed it, last week we ended with Summer getting very upset and angry. She was clearly drunk, but also clearly going through a lot, both personally, within her friendships, and it's a continuation of that. We're not going to unpack any more of that. Of course, she says that her difficulty, it seems as if, I think at this particular moment, Summer's just trying to look for a reason to excuse her behavior in the moment. I don't know if it really has anything to do with Noelle's friendship with Bria and Shanice. I think that might be part of what's going on with her, but I definitely think it's a lot more. I think it's not just what's going on in the house. I think it's a combination of different things. All right. Let me put up my little disclaimer here. Oh, not disclaimer. Rose Forever. Our friends over at Rose Forever, of course, are sponsoring today's live show. Mother's Day is right around the corner, guys. If you haven't already, don't forget to use the discount code KEMPIRE40 for $40 off. Plus, you can get free worldwide shipping with the discount code KEMPIRE. More information on that will be available in the description. All right.
All right, where do I begin? All right, because honestly, I don't want to really even talk about what happened with Summer because, yes, it's an ongoing theme throughout the episode, but at the top of it, it's sort of like a continuation of what happened last week. Eventually, Summer calms down. She's in the room with Jordan, and I think Jasmine was there, and she's getting very emotional, and Jordan hugs her, and then she looks at Jordan because Jordan had a different wig on, and she's like, this wig looks really good on you. This wig looks really, really good on you. So they kiki for a little moment, and I think anyone, even if you're not drunk, if you've had an argument with a friend and there's just a funny something, sometimes that breaks the ice in order for you to just kind of move forward. All right, so fast forward to the next day. Nick is going to run a 5K that's happening there. Nick opens up about how he's run 10 marathons. And I didn't realize such a small percentage of people in our country run marathons. I would love one day to run a marathon, but the way that my feet are set up, and as I've gotten older, about to celebrate another birthday, I don't think I should start now. Good for Nick. And I think that's fantastic that he's been able to do it, even though I do know people do it even later in life. I'm just like, do I really want to risk my knees and joints just to say I did a marathon? It's beautiful for those that have done it. I know friends that have done it that never ran a marathon before, and they trained and they qualified to run for the New York City Marathon. Good for y'all. I'm not doing it. But I'm thinking to myself, like, that would be fantastic. We'll see. Look, as we sell a new birthday, maybe that should be the goal for next year.
Lies! The lies!
MC!
Just saying. Anyway, so he's run 10 marathons, all right? And he jokes about how he heard the ladies arguing upstairs. He doesn't know what they were arguing about. He said, maybe they were arguing over me. Nick, especially in these last couple of episodes, has really provided a lot of light, fun, energy, great confessionals, very funny. All right? So he gets up in the morning to go run this 5K while everyone is just still trying to get up. All right? Everyone's still trying to get up. So Natalie says that the previous night really wasn't her vibe. And I know a lot of people don't like Natalie, and neither do I. I bet you thought I was going to say something else. But I can relate as someone that's not a partier. Like, is that partying? Would that be my vibe? Not really either. I'm honest. I get what she's saying. Maybe she's not a partier. That's not my vibe either. And she wants to clarify to Amir, I'm not saying that the girls aren't my vibe. I'm saying just like, you know, that kind of partying is not for me. Same. So Bria decides to go to Natalie's room to give her the goss on what happened the night before with Summer and explaining what Summer was complaining about and all this other stuff. Okay. So Natalie's all here for the gossip because, you know, she apparently this episode and next week's episode, Natalie's at the center of gathering gossip and being a carrier of information. Okay, all right. So Bria tells her a little bit about that. Noelle is in the kitchen speaking with Alex, letting him know what happened the night before with Summer. All right. Of course, Summer wakes up the next day. She has her regrets. You know, she was drunk. Today, she's going to try not and drink. Those shady producers pointed out every time that she would drink something. Oh, that's ginger ale, or that's this, or that, anything that wasn't alcohol. She wasn't drinking. All right. So Nick opens up about losing one of his good friends, Biv, and he says that this number 5, and this was Biv's number in their fraternity, his line number, and he talked about how this number 5 keeps following him. First of all, we've already said this in the last couple of weeks in covering Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Everything that they're covering seems so timely, especially when we talk about a show like Love and Marriage DC that was like over a year old. Everything just seems so timely with everything that they're talking about, Freak Nick, all these different parties that they're having. But this particular one, I don't even know if Nick noticed this, but I noticed it last night because he was talking about how 5, when he ran his other race, it was like 5-5-5. This race, he came in at 5. He also ran a 5K, but Do we realize we're in our fifth month? This is being aired, and this was on the fifth day of May. Rest in peace, Biv. Rest in peace. Because you know, I'm big on stuff like that. I was just telling you guys this a few weeks ago in regards to how 1234 and 234 are following me recently. 11 is also my number. 5 is also my number. Born May 11th, 5/11. 11 follows me a lot, but I also like the number 5. Lately, I've been seeing a lot of 1111, a lot of 111. Those are angel numbers. Google schmoogle them. Those are messages from the other side. I know some of you are like, oh. No, it's good messages. So pay attention to what you're thinking about when those numbers are, you know, present, and you pay attention, you notice them, like, okay, what was I thinking about in that moment? All right. So Nick says that this number 5, this was Biv's number in their fraternity, and it just continues to follow him. So when he ran that race, mind you, he came in number 5 out of 100 people. That's incredible. But he's like, I love that I came in fifth place, because that says to me that he was with me. And we did not see this story coming. Like, I did not see this. This is why you just never know. That's why we have to give each other grace in the world. I know sometimes when people bump into you, or they, you know, something happens in the world, sometimes we need to give people grace, because we don't know what they're dealing with. We don't know what anniversary that just came up of someone that they lost. You never know if they just lost someone or whatever it means. Everyone has a story, and this is why sometimes we do need to give each other grace. Just saying. All right. So he talks a little bit about Biv in his confessional. All right. He'll talk more about Biv a little bit later on in the episode. So Noelle and Summer end up having a conversation about what happened the night before. And I'm going to give you the unpopular opinion. And look, for those that have an unpopular opinion, please understand, this is a safe space. It's okay to have your unpopular opinion. It's all about how you share it. Noelle, you're trash. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But no, and I said this last week in regards to Noelle in this situation. So Noelle was like, do you remember that you pushed me last night? And Summer was like, no, I don't. I don't know if I believe that. But look, of course, Summer says, I don't want to make this an excuse, but I was drinking. She clearly was inebriated. Okay, she clearly was inebriated. And Noelle, I said this last week, I'm going to say it again this week. The fact that you're in your feelings, the fact that, I'm not saying that she should have pushed you, because one more time, Summer, I feel like the house needs to have a meeting and you should be kicked out. Mariah was kicked out after a shove. You got into a physical altercation with Bria last season. This season, you're shoving Noelle. Technically, they should have had a meeting to kick you out. But I like that we are not just automatically kicking people out. We're having a conversation. If she didn't take ownership for what she did, then they probably should have definitely kicked her out. However, I will say this, though, Noelle, you should have respected Summer when she said, leave me alone, stop touching me, because she gave you all of the signs, leave me alone. And I feel like you didn't respect that. You kept on pushing and pushing and pushing. You're not going to have a logical conversation with someone that is drunk. Maybe you were inebriated and you thought that you could, but you're not going to have a sensible conversation when she is in this space. And it wasn't even just her constantly trying to have a conversation with Summer. She was also very physical with Summer as well. Again, I'm not excusing Summer shoving her, but if someone tells you to let go of them, leave me alone, you should respect that as well. Respect when people tell you, no, I don't want to talk to you right now. And I felt like Noelle kept on going and going and going and going. So I feel like she was just as wrong in regards to that. So they had their conversation, which I can appreciate them sitting down having a conversation about this, because it was a promising conversation, if that's the right word in regards to this. But Summer says in her confessional, she's just like, I can forgive, but we are never going to be the same. And I honestly did not expect her to say that. But it might be because of some of the behaviors that she's been seeing from Summer in the last few days of being a part of this cast. And mind you, I don't even know how close they were before this. Remember, she met Summer I think she was roommates with Summer's hookup or something like that, or friends with benefits guy. So that's how they knew each other. And I think they just kind of knew each other. I don't know how close they really were. So maybe that's part of the reason why Noelle is just like, it's not that deep for me. And Summer makes the excuse that the reason why she was feeling a type of way is because of the friendship that Noelle is building with Bria and Shanice. And she would love to have a relationship with them or a relationship with a group of women that is a light and fun energy. Okay. Look, okay. So they mentioned that. So anyways, so Bria ends up not confronting, but going up to Nick, asking him, what do you need me to do? Because this is going to be Nick's event. Lux on the Brux. Whatever. It's the second annual time of them doing this. Okay. And he wants, this is Nick's personality. He wants everything to be perfect. So he wants to round the troops. He had sent a text earlier in the day. Let's get together and, you know, have a plan of action. But they're used to this when it comes to Nick. But Bria, you are so obnoxious. So obnoxious. But again, never change. Never change. So Bria is like, I don't want to have a meeting for this. When I threw my event, nobody helped me. I find that hard to believe. But then again, did your event involve the entire, like, people being in the entire house? I think, if I can recall, your event was outside. Okay. But she's being such a brat about it. She's like, can you just tell me what you want me to do? So it gets a little hot between Bria and Nick in this moment. And he's just like, what is this energy about? And she's like, I don't think we need to have a meeting to do this. And then she goes upstairs with Shanice. Shanice, she did not need your help to clean a bathroom, to wipe down a mirror. I think Shanice just didn't want to take on anything else. But she goes upstairs, Bria, and complains about, like, why am I cleaning a bathroom and blah, blah, blah. So obnoxious, because she's like, I have a lot to do today. What do you have to do today, Bria? What exactly did you have to do today that we didn't know about? So Nick then also confronts some of the folks that were downstairs because he's like, you know, I sent you guys a text about the race this morning, and he said he didn't feel support. He's like, you guys are texting all the time and you guys couldn't text two words. Good luck. So apparently when he sent the text this morning that he was going to do this 5K, no one even responded. I'm going to agree with Nick. Nick is my guy this episode, okay? Nick is my guy this episode because I agree with him. You guys could have wished him luck. Noelle, you're getting it this week, which is fine, Noelle. Noelle's just like, he saw what happened the night before. I mean, ain't nobody getting up to go watch some race. That's not what he was asking. Sending a text to say, you know, good luck would have taken 2 seconds. It would have been nice if someone went to go root him on, but no one did. Not one person in the house went to go root him on. And I think the reason why Nick felt away was because of the emotions that he's feeling in preparation for this party, because he's dedicating this party to his friend that's passed away. This run he's doing, yes, it's something that he loves to do, but the fact that at the end of this race, he came in fifth place. Again, the number five is playing such an important part. So I think he's feeling a little emotional today, and he's asking for support from this group of friends. Okay. Anyways, so Bria is acting obnoxious, but again, Bria never changed. Maybe grow a little bit, though. When I say never change, I mean you can't evolve. You can't evolve. I don't think she will ever change, though. Okay. All right, so of course the event starts happening. Everyone starts arriving. Nick's girlfriend, Tasia, is there, beautiful woman. She's not there for long, but she comes there. He wants to make this a really special event for her. They decorated the room, you know, because the guys are all downstairs, so the ladies have to move and shift around when the couples are over. So he made the room really special for her. She really likes her some Nick, all right? She really likes her some Nick. And I know, because here's the thing. I think the reason why people, maybe if you didn't watch season one, you're like, why do people not like Nick? Was because of what went down last season. People didn't realize that Nick even had a girlfriend until how many episodes in. And he was being flirtatious, allegedly, not allegedly, via DMs to people like Shanice and others. Okay? And mind you, he mentions, Tasia and I have been together for 2 years. I was like, oh, damn. All right. So all of his friends, everyone else's friends are coming, including Mariah. Oh, Mariah. So Mariah pulls Amir aside to confront him for not making a public apology for mixing the clothes up. Mariah, a couple of things. I saw a tweet that you posted, and I want to talk briefly about that in just a second. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring it up so that we have it, because I do want to mention this, because I disagree with you. I disagree with you, which is fine, which is fine. We don't always have to agree. Okay. Anyways, so let me bring that up. So Mariah confronts Amir about it. She wants an apology. Amir's apology felt inauthentic. It felt like one of those housewives apologies. I'm sorry if I made you feel that way. But Nick also is sort of like, first of all, Mariah, your reasoning for why he should have known not to put dog clothes with human people's clothes. I mean, I think just basic upbringing should tell him that, not because he's a realtor, but okay. All right. And then she wanted to make him know, like, the significance of what he did made everything happen the way that it happened. And Amir's like, I'm not going to take ownership for the actions you decided to take in that confusion. I don't know about that. I feel like, yes, Mariah shouldn't have shoved Bria. But if Amir had stepped forward and says, guys, I'm sorry, I'm the one who did it, it probably wouldn't even escalated to that point. I just find it interesting why Amir is so adamant about not just apologizing. If this is going to make her feel better, we have to keep in mind, Amir, it wasn't just the fact that she was kicked off early on this show. She was kicked off a show. Mind you, that's money being affected, because the longer you're on a show, the more you're going to get paid. Okay. So that made sure that she wasn't a full season cast member. So that affected her money. Like, there's more that we need to unpack. It wasn't just leaving the house. This also affected her friendship with Jasmine. I said, why would this affect your friendship with Jasmine? That everyone voted in the house. It shouldn't have affected your friendship with Jasmine. But as you can see from the tweet, Mariah says another difference between Summer and I is her friend had her back and at least talked to her. My friend nor her husband did not. Jasmine? Why are you mad at Jasmine? I'm sure Mariah was at this reunion that they filmed at Watch What Happens Live. Yes, it was Watch What Happens Live. But look, it was a last minute reunion. Maybe next year we'll get something other than that. And I know the early years of Summer House, you know, the OG also had a Watch What Happens Live reunion. It's fine. We're getting a reunion. Questions will be answered. Hopefully I believe Mariah was there. All right. I feel like I don't understand why you're mad at Jasmine. Why is everyone mad at Jasmine? Why is everyone mad at Jasmine? First of all, again, you watched the episode, Mariah, like we all did. The house voted on it. Everyone made that decision. She was the one that decided to come to let you know. What did you want her to do? Go against the house? They already didn't love her and Silas. Now you want her to go against the house in the name of you after you shoved someone? You made it too easy. If you didn't shove Bria and they just wanted to kick you out, then we could be like, okay. However, we will point out the inconsistency of this cast, because they didn't have the same energy for Summer. But In her conversation with Amir, she says, you should have known better because you're a real estate agent. Amir says, I'm sorry that happened, but she felt like there needed to be more. Amir says that it was Mariah's decision to act and to react the way that she did. I mean, that is true, but Amir, you were a catalyst. If anything, if it's going to make her feel better, I just don't understand why you want to die on this hill. It's not that big of a deal. You could easily say, I'm sorry. The way that you're so eager to apologize for the littlest thing with Natalie, you could at least in this moment, because you saw what you caused for Mariah, both publicly on this platform, losing a job. And then honestly, when you think about it, if Mariah had stayed, she probably would have come back this season as a full-time cast member. So you not only affected her last season, you affected her this season, where she had to sort of like, you know, worm her way back into the fold. Possibly. Look, no one's guaranteed to come back. But since I'm saying that now, let me just say, bring back Jason. Bring back Jason, damn it. They brought back Phil. Phil came at the party as well. And look, he didn't cause any problems. They did point out when he, you know, oh, you're the one who did the thing in the toilet. That is I. That is I. That's all you had to say. That is I. So Mariah confronts him in regards to that conversation, okay? Bria, Shanice, and Noelle shade Nick's party. They're like, this is a dry party. Because, you know, like, Nick's friends, like, the whole theme of this party, get dressed up really nice. This is Nick's personality. Everyone has their party. Everyone has their theme. I can appreciate a mix of, okay, yes, we're fun. We're doing Freaknik. We're having fun. We're twerking. We're doing all that. Still, there was a lot of twerking going on at this party, too. Okay, there was a lot of stuff going on there. So earlier in the episode, Jordan did have a conversation with Summer about what she heard that Summer said about the friendship dynamic between Summer, Jordan, and Preston. Then Preston also confronts Summer about it as well, but very much because Preston's emotionally mature. He says, like, I want to just have a better understanding on, you know, how you feel about that, because if you feel like our friendship is too heavy, I don't want you to feel like that. If you need light, fun energy, I can be that for you. And of course, Summer gets emotional. They go outside. They hug it out. I can appreciate that. And then we have this confessional between Jordan and Preston where they talk about their friendship dynamic. And Jordan believes that Summer's looking for her person, like that one friend in this group. And they were under the impression that they had sort of like this, you know, trifecta, you know, puzzle piece, all right, where they alienate Jasmine. Oh, Jasmine. Poor Jasmine. poor Jasmine. Okay, I know some of you are like, where's Jasmine? Allow Jasmine not to be the focal point this season. She's pregnant. She does not need to be the focal point of all the drama, even though I know there's going to be a lot to answer for, not for her personally, but a lot to address at this reunion. I still didn't see the seating chart. I mean, they still need a seating chart, even if it's at Watch What Happens Live, right? Unless they're all sitting in the audience. Yeah, like. But yeah, they didn't drop the seating chart for that. They dropped the seating chart for Summer House, but not the seating chart for Summer House Martha's Vineyard. All right, fine. Fine. Guys, as always, don't forget, Coldest is still a proud sponsor over here. You can get Coldest water bottle that keeps your water cold for 36 plus hours, or you can get ice packs, you can get sheets, things for your pets, all of that. Coldest.com. Use the discount code Kempire10 for 10% off. That's Kempire10 for 10% off. I need to remember to put that back in our description so you guys can, for those that are watching the replay. But again, Coldest.com. It's pretty easy to remember, right? Let me take a sip. All right, moving on. All right, Jordan, Lord. So Amir mixes up Jordan with Noelle's friend. He's like, is that Jordan? And they did look very similar. And yes, Jordan has been wearing all kinds of wigs this season because, you know, her alopecia. But guess who didn't like it? Natalie. Oh, Natalie. Like, I don't get it. And I get it because, yes, last season, Amir had a crush on Jordan, but it went nowhere. It's not like he had a crush and then they hooked up and they were together and they dated. Like, it was nothing. Jordan's not even interested in him in that way. But her reaction and what we've seen of Natalie gets very insecure. Besides all the other things about Natalie that we just can't jive with. But she's very insecure. She's very controlling. And it's so funny how Amir is so willing to apologize for something that doesn't need to be apologized for. Then you, sir, can apologize to Mariah. If you can apologize so quickly, easily to Natalie, you can apologize to Mariah if that's going to make her feel better. Because that's what you do with Natalie. Do I think that you're really sorry? No. Do I think that you need to be sorry? No. All you said was, is that Jordan? You mix someone up and Natalie has a fit? Grow up. Grow up, Natalie. Oh, she's annoying. Look, she's so annoying. And then she's all up in the mix, spreading all the gossip. Mind you, She's pulling Preston and Jordan. What was in Preston? Preston wasn't there. He told it to Daniel. Right? That's the name? I can't remember. Donald. Sorry, Donald. And Jordan. She's over there telling it as if she was there. Girl, you weren't even there. You're relaying secondhand information. Like, mind your business. Just be there and have a good time. She's there to stir in the pot. Spreading false information. Like she's going to do next week. But the danger of this is these allegations can be taken out of hand and further. But look, again, we only saw a preview. I don't know what the context is. Maybe there's more. But based off the preview, it feels as if Natalie is just regurgitating what we've already rehashed and talked about in regards to Jordan and Summer feeling a little uncomfortable with Nick. But the thing is, they had a conversation. And now Nick knows. But now you're going to rehash this and tell his girlfriend? I mean, we have to produce a reality show, I guess. Look, we don't need Jordan to be the person to do it. Let it be Bria, like last season. Let it be Bria. Anyway, so she has a fit. She has a fit about that. And then Amir says that that Jordan has 6 different wigs. I didn't know. I didn't know. So Nick, of course, makes a special speech talking about his friend Biv, aka Aaron. And he talks about their friendship, and he talks about how this friendship, how, you know, everywhere he went, Biv was like on his left side. And he explained that Biv ended up drowning, and he was like, you know, this is a guy that was a seasoned swimmer. He was the lifeguard in college. And I mean, it is really interesting that something like that would happen. But his speech was really beautiful. I got emotional as someone that has lost a sister, has lost a best friend. Anytime I hear people talk about losing a friend, I'm always reminded by that. So that's why I think that's part of my residual, like, oh yeah, oh yeah. I can completely connect with what he's feeling like. And these little signs that he's getting, and he's explaining this to the crowd in regards to, you know, someone told me that this is my angel number and that this is his way of communicating with me. All right. So it was a beautiful episode. It was a fun episode. And what I love, because I know so many people always come on this cast for not knowing certain things about Martha's Vineyard this season about Arthur Ashe. Well, he knew who Arthur Ashe was, but they talk about Greek culture. They talk about the Divine Nine Black Greek culture and in regards to the fraternities and the sororities and things like that. Honestly, there are a couple of things. I don't have any regrets. However, I kind of wish that I went to an HBCU, and I kind of wish I pledged. But I'm so stubborn. Because I watch A Different World. I was like, I'm not doing that. Y'all not going to have me doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But then when I look at the friendships, the years-long friendships that certain people have from being, and even people that you didn't pledge with, you're part of this sorority and fraternity, and that is sort of like your connection. I mean, Giselle wouldn't know anything about that for the way that she treated Dr. Wendy on Real Housewives of Potomac. I'm just saying.
Who said that?
When did she say that? You did.
But I'm just saying, that's unusual. Okay, that's unusual behavior if you're a part of the same sorority or same fraternity. Some of you have said, because we've talked about fraternities before, some of you said that I would be a good what was it, Kappa. And then y'all dragged Kappas the last couple of weeks. So I'm like, should I be a Kappa? I don't think I want to be a Kappa. What fraternity should I be a part of? It's not like, I mean, can I join now? I know that they made some celebrities like honorary members of like the Deltas and the Kappas and stuff like that. So I'm like, I don't know if I want that anyway. Because my thing is, I would feel it was inauthentic. Like I sort of got like grandfathered in, and I didn't do all the things that you guys did. I didn't come up with a line of folks. Whoa, 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 campfire. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Anyways, I'm going to take a sip. Hold on. All right, moving on. Let me see what you guys are saying in regards to So we get a lesson. We get a lesson in regards to the Greek culture, these fraternities and sororities. They're showing us the dance moves. Like, I really appreciated seeing all of them represent their sorority or represent their fraternity, all the dancing and the strolling. And like, I even learned a couple of things I didn't even know about. I've learned some stuff just from, you know, over the years, but this was really cool to hear them talk about it and how proud they are about it. As you know, Noelle is an AKA. So she talked about that and what it means to her. What is Preston? Preston is not a Kappa. Preston is a something. Because him and Silas were fraternity brothers. So that's their connection. So I think that's really cool. I appreciated them because you could tell this is something that they really know, as opposed to who Arthur Ashe is. This is something that they really know and understand and appreciate, okay? For those that want like Black excellence from this cast of folks, okay? All right, we're going to move on from there because at the end of this, as everyone's having their line dances and they're partying and they're having their fun and they're having their good time, Simon, I forgot Simon was even here. Simon is clearly drunk, decides to go up and change into this flamingo outfit. He gets into this flamingo outfit and then comes down and starts dancing. Bria has a heart attack about it and she gets really upset. She's like, I'm going to stab it. I'll stab it. And then she gets really frustrated and she pulls the head of it and she's like, you're embarrassing me. And of course, Nick is like, this is not the time or the place for this particular outfit, but am I surprised because of past behavior from Simon? No, I'm not. Here's the thing though, and I'm going to defend Simon. I don't think it was a big deal. I think very much like a lot of Black people, when you have that one white person come in and they do something, you're going... We'll all just look at each other. I think Bria having the reaction that she had made it a bigger deal. She ruined Nick's event by getting into this argument with Simon in the middle of the situation. Everyone else is having a good time. Yes, they're looking at him like, okay. It's not like he came out during Nick's speech in this outfit. Everyone was dancing. We've got people dancing with liquor on their heads. People are twerking. I don't think it's a big deal that Simon came out in a flamingo outfit. Who cares? He still had his button up on. He still had his button down. You know, like, he was fine. But Bria, again, probably drunk, is talking. You talk a lot of mess, Bria, when it comes to your relationship. You're always ending your relationship when you're upset or drunk. That's irresponsible. That's immature. But are we surprised? No. We're not surprised because this is Bria. This is Bria. This is who Bria has been. Okay, but if I was Simon, I'd be tired of it. I don't think it was a big deal. I do think it was a big deal that Simon decided to pass gas, and then it hovered. Ew, that was gross. I didn't expect that particularly. Like, he laid a bomb and then walked away. He clearly was very inebriated, but he wasn't that inebriated when he went back up to the room and she's talking about, I'm breaking up with you, and he's like, you're breaking up with me over a effing a flamingo suit. And then they dropped the receipts of when he was putting on the flamingo suit. Yeah, it wouldn't be good for this time or that time. Look, I don't think it was a big deal. I think because Bria made it a big deal, turned the party in a different direction. I think she's the one that made it a bigger deal than it needed to be. I think people would have just clearly ignored Simon. If Simon was doing something like that was like dancing on the table, not even then, I don't think it would have been a big deal. But if he was really becoming disruptive or being aggressive with people, he went in the middle of a party and was just dancing in a flamingo outfit. Who cares? Her reaction and then them arguing and fighting about it she ruined the party. She ruined the party. You ruined the party, Bria. All right. Anyway, so we get a preview. We get a preview for next week's episode. And Nick is in the hot seat. As you know, a few episodes ago at the top of the season, Summer and Jordan had said that sometimes when Nick drinks, he gets a little touchy. He gets a little handsy. All right. So when he heard about that, he went and had a conversation with them. And it seemed as if they settled that. However, somehow this gets into Natalie's hands, and now she wants to bring it to Tasia. If you don't mind your business, okay? Because it's giving something else, okay? It's giving something else. Mind your business. That's not your business to bring to Tasia. Unless y'all have a friendship that I don't know about. Maybe y'all do. And then it looks like Nick and Noelle get into it. Like Noelle says, yeah, you do get a little handsy. It seems as if he's having the conversation with her. He's like, I know you want to be a part of something, but this is not it.
Handsy.
Look, Summer House Martha's Vineyard is consistently bringing it this season. We enjoyed it in its first season. This season, though, is definitely an elevation of the show. They definitely deserved a reunion. I hope we get some answers, not the answers that Mariah wants. Mariah, I don't know what you were getting at. Now I understand what Jasmine meant, how this whole situation affected your friendship, because clearly you were mad at Jasmine for joining the group and kicking you out. She didn't want to kick you out. She even got into an argument this season trying to keep you in, to have you come to be at the house. After Bria said to us in an interview that she was good with you. I don't know why you're mad at Jasmine. That's misplaced anger. Okay? Misplaced anger. I also don't think you need to be that mad at Amir. Yes, Amir is annoying because he doesn't seem to get how he played a significant role in this situation and how he could just... Let's be done with it. I'm sorry. Let's move forward. No, he doesn't get it. But he's more than willing to apologize when his girlfriend makes a big deal out of him mixing up Jordan with someone else. Why are you asking about Jordan? Jordan doesn't want him. Look, maybe you are concerned that he still wants Jordan. All right. Maybe, maybe not. Guys, as always, if you haven't voted in our YouTube poll, be sure to let us know. If you're watching on Twitch or Twitter or Facebook, let us know how you would rate this week's episode of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. And if you missed it, we did recap Real Housewives of New Jersey earlier today. So be sure to check that out. That is, I'll post a link in the description of this video as well so you can see that. I will see you guys in the next one. Don't forget to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but also supporting the show, because this will start to show up on other people that watch Bravo-related shows or reality television. Not only does it help other content creators, it also helps the show, because this recap will start to show up on people that don't watch the show, and they might like, oh, maybe I should watch this show. Just something to think about. Let's support this show. Make sure you like it. Make sure you tweet about it. Hashtag Summerhouse Martha's Vineyard. Hashtag Summerhouse MV. All of that helps if you want to continue to see the show. I definitely think they're going to get a season 3, especially if they got a reunion on for season 2.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, don't forget to give Kempire the podcast a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe to our other channels on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and of course on TikTok. All of that information, including our sponsors, will be available in the description. Thanks so much for listening.